We all recall the battle cry, "Remember the Alamo." But over 200 years ago, it was, "Remember the Raisin." So what was the Raisin, and exactly why would it rally troops in battle? Today, we dust off the books for an important piece of early American history on this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Early in the War of 1812, American soldiers invaded Canada, only to be pushed back to Ohio, losing Detroit and Michigan on the way. But in January of 1813, the Americans moved back north to recapture the important settlement of Frenchtown. The victory lasted but 2 days.
The British came back in force with about 1,200 of their allies, Native Americans led by Wyandot chiefs Roundhead, Split Log, and Walking Water.
Dan Downing shares the story from the River Raisin National Battlefield Park in Monroe, Michigan.
This is the largest single one day's loss of American lives in the War of 1812. There were about 400 casualties here, about 530 captured.
The captured were marched back to Fort Malden, Canada. Those unfit to make the trip were left in Frenchtown under supervision of a few physicians. The next day, Native Americans, loyal to the British, returned and ambushed those prisoners, killing them and many townspeople. Word of the incident soon spread throughout the nation.
William Henry Harrison, who later became president, called it a national calamity, and "Remember the Raisin" became the rallying cry of the War of 1812.
Most of the town's buildings were burned to the ground. A few residents of Frenchtown survived the initial battle and the subsequent ambush.
They made their living the best they could and were forced to subside on muskrat. The muskrat now has a special meaning in southeastern Michigan, and a number of muskrat dinners are held every year in remembrance of the great sacrifices here.
In the fall of 1813, American forces returned and claimed the area for good. The cry of "Remember the Raisin" leading them in battle throughout the rest of the war. Traveling the Countryside, in Monroe, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.